Something the IMF just put out absolutely shocked me. And this is happening really fast. Before I get into the story about the IMF, I'm going to talk about a story out of the Wall Street Journal. And I'm going to talk about government bonds. The world is watching the United States spend money like a drunken sailor. Janet Yellen is running around the world talking like a drunken sailor, saying things that are absolutely drop jaw. I cannot believe you just said that. I can't believe they did. What she did in China blew my mind. So we're going to talk about government bonds. Then we're going to talk about an IMF, International Monetary Fund announcement that absolutely blew my mind. But first, we're going to show you this chart. This is U.S. Treasury issuances. This chart comes out of Reuters, and it says U.S. Treasury bond issues set to increase this year. And this chart goes from the year 2000 to 2024. This is the amount of government debt since 2000 till now that we've looked at issuing. This right here, look at this chart. How much U.S. debt is going to be issued this year alone? Look at it compared to the prior 3 years. This is insane. Look at, this should blow your mind. These two spikes right here were 2009 and 2010 to try and get us through and then out of the great financial crisis. Type one, if this to you is absolutely appalling, it should be. We are actually in an economic collapse. This is what it feels like. Now, I went out on a limb and talked about what I was doing years ago when I started this channel. I said it's important to store up a little food because food's going to get expensive. I talked about buying some silver. I talked about buying some gold. Now, the most epic opportunity in the world is happening, and even the IMF is now talking about it openly because of what Janet Yellen and the U.S. government are doing with their bonds. Before we get to that, check this out, this story out of the Wall Street Journal. And less than 48 hours for the Crypto Trader Pro course. If you are an advanced trader, intermediate trader, or even have never purchased a Bitcoin ever, this course solves all those problems. Go take a look at it. It's on sale for $189. Once the, 48 hours, less than 48 hours is up, it goes up to full price. And it will never be this price again. Now, the Wall Street Journal, it says a series of, first off, it's entitled America's Bonds Are Getting Harder to Sell. And if you think it's bad right now, in 2023, we saw multiple auctions go no bid. All right. If you think that was bad, wait until you see that massive explosion of bonds that are being printed right now. It says a series of weak auctions for U.S. Treasuries are stoking investors' concerns that markets will struggle to absorb an incoming rush of government debt. A sell-off sparked by a hotter-than-expected inflation report intensified this past week after lackluster demand for a $39 billion sale of 10-year Treasuries. Remember, the 10-year tied to the mortgage rate, right? When they can't sell it, it means they got to offer a higher rate. Guess what? Mortgage rates go up. Housing market goes boom, even worse. It says investors showed tepid interest in auctions for 3-year and 30-year treasuries. Behind their caution lies a growing conviction that inflation isn't fully tamed and that the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates at multi-decade highs for months. Again, it doesn't matter what the Federal Reserve is doing because the bond market is doing it for them. It says the 10-year yield, the benchmark for borrowing rates on everything from mortgages to corporate loans, finished the week around 4.5%, near its highest level since touching 5% in October. At the same time, the government is poised to sell another $386 billion or so in bonds in May alone. An onslaught that Wall Street expects to continue no matter who wins November's presidential election. Type two if you realize that this is a big deal. I mean, seriously, type three if you're like, nah, this isn't that big of a deal. I'm just curious to get the consensus of you watching right now. Now, it says there's been a big shift in the market narrative. The CPI or Consumer Price Index report changed everybody's view of where Fed policy is headed, said James St. Aubin, chief investment officer at Sierra Mutual Funds. says the government funds its operations. It says it funds its operations by selling the world's safest bonds to the investors and dealers at regular auctions. Now, let me also remind you, we've surpassed, what is it, $1 trillion in interest now or something like that? The amount we're paying on interest is mind-blowing. What happens when our GDP falls? What happens when the GDP falls because economic activity slows even more than it is now and less taxes are coming into the government coffers? What happens? This is serious stuff, right? So right now you're seeing the world race to gold, race to silver. Why? That's why the prices are going up. That's why it's in all kinds of news all over the world, because there's a fixed amount. There's only so much. Okay, we've talked about bonds. Now let's get into this, because this is what's exciting. This is what people have to wrap. You have to try and wrap your mind around this. And there's a time to buy it and a time to sell it. But gold and silver, if we want more, we can go get it. We can go mine it. And we understand human labor costs, energy costs, and all that kind of stuff, calculate how much is in there. But there is more in the ground. When it comes to stocks, it's absolutely insane where you could see stocks fly to all-time highs, like what we saw with AMC Theaters, or those crazy meme stocks, right? And the companies just print more shares. Or you can go to, like what happened the other day, the social media company that the past president owns, True Social, and they were hurting and they issued more stock, right? Stocks, you could just print more stocks. Bitcoin is impossible to fake a Bitcoin. There's only so much, and we know exactly how much there will ever be, ever, ever, ever. And we also know how slowly it's going to roll out. We just had the halving. So that's why it's taking off. And that's why you're going to see a boom in the next 6 months, as the government has a hard time selling bonds while people are racing to gold and silver. Look at what the IMF just announced about Bitcoin. You remember the IMF, all the warnings and all that stuff, and they wanted you to stay away from it for years. And I said, it's because they're out there buying it. Okay, and I also said, once the powers that be have a good grasp on it, a grip on it, they're going to let it go so that you can go buy it, but they're going to control it through ETFs. I've also said before, and please mark these words down, because they are going to be very true. There will be a day where you won't be able to buy Bitcoin because it'll all be gone. It'll only be available through ETFs. I know that sounds crazy, but people are out there buying up Bitcoin. They're storing it in private wallets, holding their own keys, because some people understand how serious this is. And the government figured out, hey, let's let all of them buy it for us and we'll control it all, right? Because it's a threat. So those that own it and go stash it away or trade it, and you can trade, this volatility is going to be intense over the next 6 months. When I mean volatility, I'm talking about pressure to the upside price-wise. None of this is financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just an investor that sees all these things and can put the things together. The IMF just came out and said, Bitcoin has become a necessary financial tool for preserving wealth amid financial instability. Now, hashtag Bitcoin if you've got any Bitcoin, or hashtag whatever your favorite project is. But we need to speak just specifically about Bitcoin today, okay? The International Monetary Fund is now coming out saying it's a necessary financial tool amid all this chaos, all right? It's a big deal. According to the IMF, residents of countries with restrictive financial regulations are turning to Bitcoin to move capital across borders more freely. Remember, this news story comes on the heels of Janet Yellen going to China and say, hey, if we catch you funding Russia for this war, we're going to sanction the crap out of you. China's like, yeah, copy. Hold my government bonds and watch this. You watch what's about to come out of China in the Bitcoin move. You think that their gold purchases over the last 10 years have been insane? You haven't seen anything yet, because not only can they go out and buy a ton because they got a lot of our money, right? Our money. They can also turn around and they can ramp up mining like you wouldn't believe. Another thing that I want you to understand is look at what happened with Russia, the ruble, and oil when we decided to put a smashdown between sanctions and FUD and bad press lies around the world, trying to drive the price of the ruble through the floor. What Putin knew and what China knows, and they're about to do it, I believe, with Bitcoin in the next 6 months. They said, well, Russia goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what. The U.S. is super, is hell-bent on running the price of oil through the roof for the world, through their stock market, through their futures market. So why don't we do this? Anybody that wants cheap oil, we're going to sell it to you. And we're going to sell it to you at a discount. But here's the catch. You need to come buy some rubles. So come buy some rubles. And then we're going to give you a discount to what the U.S. is saying oil is costing. And they completely put the ruble right back on the map, drove it right to the top. Why? Because they created demand for it. And if you don't think that for a second China can go, all right, we already know that the government, the U.S. government, is literally taking money this year, unlike anything we've seen in the last 24 years. And they're going, let's just run the printing presses all the way to the thing. That means all of the debt, government, U.S. government debt that other countries own are going to be worth less, right? Because we are hyperinflating our money supply. They're going to go, you know what? Let's just go ahead before we see another 20% loss on our holdings. Let's just take a 20% loss right now and let's offer 20% more in trade. We'll trade our government, U.S. government treasuries for anybody that's got Bitcoin out there. And if you don't think that they're going to have some backdoor over the table deals, I tell you what, you're going to be able to turn around and say, the ninja was the first one to ever bring this idea up. Now, the story goes on to say, and this is from the IMF, Bitcoin is increasingly serving as a critical channel for cross-border financial flows amid global financial instability, according to a new report by the IMF. If you don't know anything about Bitcoin, I highly suggest you start learning. Either go read books, watch YouTube videos, or if you want to buy that course, From Soup to Nuts, you're going to learn about crypto, the fundamentals, the technical analysis, how to buy it, hold it, trade it. And if you're trading it right now, you need every tool in the book, because there's going to be ups and downs doing this, and then there is going to be a massive price correction during a crisis. And you're going to need to know that kind of stuff ahead of time. And when you see things like this come out, when I said all of the elites are pushing this now, it means they bought up a ton already, quietly, during the FUD moments, giving a lot of people, even some in this room that say it's a complete crock or it's a scam, it's because you have zero concept of the code base of Bitcoin. You know nothing about what a decentralized ledger is. And the fact that this technology, I know it sounds crazy, is akin to if I was trying to explain to you in 1990 what the World Wide Web is. If you didn't listen back then and you missed out and you start, oh, okay, it's a big deal, maybe I should push some US dollars into it and invest in it, you missed on the dot-com craze. This is not internet money, it's much different. A decentralized ledger has never, ever, ever in the history of world economics existed. Ever. Now, the report that they wrote, the IMF, said it highlighted significant transaction volumes originating from countries like Argentina, Venezuela, where citizens face hyperinflation, right? And stringent financial controls. Well, that's starting to happen all over the world. In these regions, they said Bitcoin has become a necessary financial tool for preserving wealth and assessing global markets rather than just a speculative investment. The lack of oversight and the anonymity provided by cryptocurrencies can complicate the efforts of regulators to monitor and control finance transactions to prevent illicit activities. Well, guess what? There's more illicit activities done every day worldwide in US dollars than there is in crypto. End of story. But the analysts also pointed out that on-chain Bitcoin transactions, which were recorded on the blockchain and offer more security, tend to be larger than off-chain transactions. This indicates the robust security features of blockchain technology often project larger financial stakes The IMF called for international cooperation and regulatory frameworks, which we already know they're just doing more and more of, that encompasses the unique aspects of digital assets. Such measures would help mitigate risks while harnessing the benefits of digital currencies, especially as tools for economic freedom in countries with restrictive financial environments. And I'm telling you right now, they're not talking about Venezuela. They're talking about China. There is a civil war breaking out in Europe right now. It's been going on for many years, but when France's leader ran over to China and pledged his dedication to China, you saw the fracturing begin. And the IMF is fracturing as well. And they're all taking sides. And you're seeing backdoor deals coming to light in the media. Question is, are you going to be ahead of the game? And are you going to be part of this wave or you're not? It's no big deal. I'm just here to give you the news, and I'm just giving you my opinion. My opinion means nothing. I'm an investor. I barely made it through high school. But I saw, thank heavens, a while ago when Bitcoin was $500, how this was different. And I move in to it. I move out of it. I make more U.S. dollars to buy assets. That's it. And yes, there is some that I will always hold, stored away, locked away, very far and hidden, just in case. But, you know, off exchange is what I'm talking about. But I've always disclosed what I did, always paid my taxes on it, because I believe there's also a lot of people that are hiding the fact that they own it, and they're going to get caught one of these days. That's another big warning you've got to pay attention to. Use this to make lots of money. And there's going to be a mania. And everybody that says a scam, a bunch of them are about to push into it. And they're going to push into it when it hits 100 grand. And I don't think that's going to happen for the next couple, 2, 3, maybe 4 months. But I do believe it's going to happen sooner than later. And people are going to lose their minds. And then it's going to turn down just like it did at 19 and change, just like it did, you know, in the 60 range, you know, a handful of years ago. And then like it did recently in the 72, 75 range. And there's going to be a bunch of people wrecked. So when you trade it properly. Take your profits right. If you don't know how to do it, learn. And that's why we made the course. The next 6 months is going to be amazing. There's less than 48 hours left on the deal for the pre-filming discount. The course should be complete and finished in 48 hours. The deal's gone. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.